Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to rant for a little while. It's one of those things that I've just got this thing on my mind that I've got to cover. I am going to go to the mailbag today also and cover some stuff. We've got some additional pieces of financial information out there also. But first of all, I want to start out with covering this rant. Have you ever run into the situation, or have you ever become aware of the fact that just because someone's an attorney, they're not any good? Just because someone's a doctor, they're not any good? Just because you have a degree or a license, that you're not any good? Have you ever noticed that everybody seems to be a financial planner? Everybody seems to know about money. Everybody seems to know everything. Just ask them. But yet, the reality is, what do you call the last guy in the legal class? We call him counselor. What do we call the last guy in the medical class? We call him doctor. And the reality is, there are people out there that have no idea what they're doing. Now, why am I bringing this up? Let's start with it on a financial basis. I've got a bunch of emails here today of people that have started our program at different periods of time that wrote in, and I don't know why, but this week I got three or four of them all in a row about thank you, thank you, thank you. My life has completely changed. But we've been doing this for 27 years, almost 28, and we've been doing case studies and road trips and events and people on the radio on TellDell for this time. This entire time, and there's a plethora of people that we brought in front of you that have changed their lives completely financially in a very short period of time. But you're out there listening to the show right now going, I don't know who this crazy guy is that's ranting like this. But the reality is, you've done the same financial thing for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and you're getting the same result, which is terrible. Remember the concept, if you continue to do what you're doing and expect to get a different result, that's the definition of insanity. If you want change in your life, you have to change what you're doing. Now, the problem is, we don't know what to change to. You know, I'm the kind of guy that whenever anybody comes over to do something for me, I want them to explain to me in detail. Because being a type B personality, I'm probably going to shop that around to two or three other heads, find out what other people think, look at different approaches to do things, and so on and so forth. But what happens is that everybody you talk to says they're an expert. They all say they know it all. Or if they don't say it, they imply it. I'm going to give you a couple examples that just blew my mind. When I bought this big giant house, it had a 2.5 acre yard, and it has 44 watering zones. It took me nearly a year to track down where those 44 zones were at. Nobody left me a map. The guy that built it didn't even keep a map when he built it. The guy that sold it to me got crushed. I bought it at 50 cents on the dollar, so he didn't even really know how to use it. He never used it. That's why I got rid of the house. And so I've had one, two, three in a row, three different irrigation system companies come out and try to find this one zone. I've found every other zone, but by trial and error, by just, oh, we dug something up and there was water there. Oh my gosh, there's another zone right here. We didn't even know. And it took me over a year to find the 43 zones that I found. But here's this 44th zone. I can't figure out how to get it on. And so I brought in three different irrigation companies. One, when I did a major renovation, they had to alter some of the irrigation system. So I said, hey, while you're there, go look at that and see if you can figure it out. And the guy could never figure it out. I had another guy that was our landscaping company that does our landscaping, and he had an irrigation company. I said, hey, go check it out. You've been doing the yard here for 5 years before I got here. Why do you not know where that zone is, right? And he couldn't find it. I had another irrigation company guy come out, and he looked at it, and he couldn't figure it out. But the other day, I had a guy putting in a French drain. And the guy was a plumbing company slash irrigation company. And they put this French drain in because I had a really bad settlement problem where I backwash my ponds all the time. They did a really good job, right? I saw the neighbor across the street did it, so I wanted it done, and so he did it. But he owned this company, and I said, could you just walk over here and take a look at this thing and see if you can figure out what's wrong here? And you know that guy walked around for no less than 5 minutes and figured out where that zone was and how to turn it on? Now, that blows my mind. I've lived here now for 5 years. I've had three other sprinkler irrigation company guys look at it, and not a single one can figure it out. They spent hours looking at it. This guy spent 5 minutes and figured it out. Now, I said, how did you figure that out? He goes, well, I know the company that put this system in. I didn't work for them, but my company and that company sometimes work together on big projects. I know the guy, and I know how he lays out his system. So I knew this pretty much would be the way he would set it up, and he knew where to look to try to find the controllers. And he found them. Now, think about this. 5 years ago, if I would have gotten my hands on this guy, I could have solved my problem forever. Saved me hours and hours and hundreds, if not thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of dollars on these irrigation companies to come out and work on my yard. This guy knows what he's doing. When he did this job, he got in, he got it done, he got out. Man, that is so enjoyable. And to know now that I have this guy that can forever solve my problem whenever I have an irrigation problem. I had another guy. When I first bought this place, there were three koi ponds, and there are eight fountains. And everything runs on pumps. Now, I have also four swimming pool pumps. So I have a swimming pool company that takes care of the swimming pool pumps and cleans the swimming pool. But I have another whole company that takes care of my koi ponds. And until I found this guy that could work on koi ponds and fountains, I had no less than three different koi pond companies come out and look at my pond and not fix it correctly. And I had no less than three different fountain companies come out and look at my fountains and not fix them. When I found this guy, he fixed both my fountains and my ponds instantly. This is an amazing thing. Now I call on the guy, and the guy can solve my problems. He understands my system. He understands what happens and doesn't happen, and he can solve my problem. So again, here are people that can solve other people's problems because they know what they're doing. They just don't say they know what they're doing. It's the worst one ever was medical. I had this situation where I had diabetes, and I had a doctor that was terrible. He would not fix my diabetes. He didn't care, or he wouldn't do anything. So finally, I went and got another doctor. My diabetes was getting worse. My blood sugar average went from 120 to 140 to 160, and I started waking up with 180 to 200 blood sugars. I knew I was dying. I was starting to get neuropathy in my feet. I couldn't feel my feet anymore. I knew it was over. It was only a period of time where I would be on insulin and I would be dead. So I went to another doctor. Doctor did a bunch of tests. This other doctor did tests. This doctor did tests. And she then changed my medication a little bit. But it still didn't fix. So finally I went back to her. I said, wait a minute. I want you to tell me why there isn't a medication that works. I see these medications on TV every day. Why are we not trying any other medications? And she goes, well, this is standard procedure, but if you'd like to try something else, why don't we try this one right here? She gave me that medication. My blood sugar dropped like a rock down to 80 and has maintained that for the last month since I started taking these pills. My blood sugar is now perfect the way a normal body, but I've already got the neuropathy in the feet. This other doctor should be sued for malpractice. He should be taken out and beaten with a board. I mean, how do these guys have licenses to practice medicine when they can't do what they're supposed to do? These things irritate the living bejeebers out of me. Now, let's get back to the money side of it. How is it that you've been working on your finances for 20 or 30 years with your financial planner and you're still not rich? I'm talking about you need to be rich within 2 to 5 years. You should be retired within 2 to 5 years. You should be a multimillionaire within 5 to 7 years. And by 10 years, you should never, ever have a problem ever again. Your life should be set for life. But why? Why do you keep doing what you're doing? Why do they keep telling you to do the same thing? the answer? They don't have the answer, and they know it. And so they just keep telling you to do the same thing. Diversify, because they know the system isn't going to work. So diversify so you don't lose it all in just one of their choices. My friends, it's time for you to start thinking about changing the way you see the world. And your finances is one of them right now. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Phone number here is 866-945-6565. We do have open phone lines, and holding now from Erie, Pennsylvania's John. John, how can we help you today, buddy?
Well, I'd like to know how to restart myself. I had a real estate business that went up to 19 units, and I sold off 12 to pay my kids' college. I got down to 7, and I am stuck. Don't know where to
go. Tell me about it.
I've been totally blind for 60-some years, but I've always been independent, held jobs, lots of jobs and careers over the years, but this has been my favorite thing. But I'm not getting where I need to get and where you say I can get in 2 to 5 years.
What kind of real estate do you own now, John?
Residential.
Single family
units and flats.
And you own 7 of them?
7 units.
Okay, so tell me what your limiting factor is in your mind's eye, what you think's limiting you. Why can't you move forward and get more?
I think money, I don't know how to get started again. I'd like to buy some units. I don't have the cash or available to do that.
Do you have a college fund tax?
No.
Let me tell you what I'm talking about. This guy told me one time, he goes, here's the secret to college. He says, you tell your kids that I'll invest in your college education, but in return, I get 10% of everything you earn after you get out of college until you pay me back. Now, think about that. That's pretty logical if you think about it. I'm investing in your future, not mine.
Yeah.
I should at least should get paid back, right? And I thought that was a good one. But if you don't have that one, let's talk about other options. Do you have any equity in the 7 houses you have or your personal residence?
You have some equity in the houses, yeah.
Okay, that's going to be your first tap right there. You're going to pull that equity out.
Okay.
And we're going to re-leverage you. That'd be step number. Do you have a 401k or an IRA?
No, I don't have any of that.
Well, neither do I, so... You know, there's other ways to do it.
I don't like that stuff. I don't trust anybody. Yeah. I don't like to give my money to anybody.
Yeah, how much equity do you have in the houses that you have right now?
Altogether, probably, I don't know. I'm going to say $50,000.
Okay.
Maybe more.
Now, let's see. You're in Erie, Pennsylvania. I don't know what houses cost up there.
They're cheap. Real estate's cheap up here.
Okay,
I have a 3-bedroom house that probably go for $50,000.
Do you have any equity?
My units, I paid $20,000 for most of them. My flat.
Will they finance those at that low price?
Yeah, well, they have. But you know, at least going through the banks over the last couple of years was a miserable situation. I don't know. Maybe it's changed. But
are you working now?
No.
Okay, so Fannie and Freddie, you're not going to be able to finance through Fannie and Freddie if you're not working, and you don't have enough income from 7 rent houses. Are you So you're living off the 7 rent houses.
I'm living off pension, Social Security, and rent.
Okay. Yeah, that's why you're stuck, John, is because you're using up all of your capital. It's really hard. The only chance you have, John, is to take the equity out of those rent houses if you can get a bank to give it to you. But with no job, I don't know that you're going to be able to do that. Now, there's one additional way you could go that a lot of us here at Lifestyles have used in the past. Don't know what your availability would be, but I have picked up partners before. And a very high percentage of us here pick up partners so that we can continue our real estate investing. And we're willing to give off part of the profit to the people who put up the money for us so we can expand our portfolio and grow. Have you ever thought of something like that?
Partnerships?
Yeah.
It's crossed my mind. Never looked
into it. Let me give you a story. I picked up a dentist friend, and the dentist friend and I bought 11 houses. we made such a good amount of money on him. He was so happy. He would brag to everybody about the situation. So he and I then bought three more fourplexes together. Then some other lady had heard about it. He had told some other lady, and she goes, can I invest with you? And she went out and bought four more fourplexes with me and a 28-unit apartment complex. Then another guy that I met, which was a doctor's husband, the doctor was the wife, the husband was retired. He said, I'd like to invest with you. And he went out and bought a 30-unit apartment and a 45-unit apartment. So there I was within a two-year period of time. I had way over 100 units. The people put up all the money. I didn't put up any of the money. I didn't have any money. I was a health club guy that had spent all my money on the first houses I bought. You know, that was it. I had no retirement either. So that's going to be your only other option I could come up with, John.
Partner.
Get a partner. Yep.
And where do should I tune into your, I mean, do you have anybody down there that I could contact?
Well, we've got a national program where we have mentors that talk to people and work with people all over the country. The first part, though, if you really want to see what we do and how we do it so you can understand what I'm saying, is you need to take the two-day seminar. Now, you can take it over the internet. You don't have to actually fly out here and take it. You can listen to it over the internet. Obviously, you can't see it, but you can listen to it. And, you know, you can call and ask questions, because some of the stuff you say, well, I can't see the example. So could you explain to me what the example was doing? So, and our guys will answer the questions for you on that. Okay. But that would be the first thing you need to do, because without that information, it's going to be difficult for you to go raise the capital, because you're not going to have the vocabulary. You know, when you go to talk somebody into doing something, you've got to have the vocabulary. You've got to know the right things to say to answer all of their questions so they feel comfortable that they're making a wise choice to invest their money with you. Also, there's some legal issues on how you raise capital, and we cover those also.
And what's the name of it?
Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated. You can look us up on the internet.
And there's a seminar on there.
You have to pay for that seminar. But if you want to just talk to somebody a little more, contact Brett at 713. You got a pen?
Yeah.
713-978-6565.
713-978-6565. And you've paid it out there. What was it?
6565. It's the last four numbers.
Oh, 6565. Okay. All right. Okay, I'll do that.
Great. Ask many questions, and tell him you're blind so that he realizes what things he's going to need to over emphasize, right? For stuff you can't see, because you know, you lose some of the information visually. Like one, we have to talk more with you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good luck, John.
From here. Thanks.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call.
Now, intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
I committed to losing weight, I lost weight. I committed to being a powerlifter, I became a powerlifter. I committed to being a bodybuilder, I became a bodybuilder. I committed to getting ahead at my job, I moved up in my job. I committed to being an investor, I became an investor. I committed to being a mentor, I became a mentor. What is it in life that you believe in and commit to? And if you have no money, I'd be very willing to bet that you do not believe in and or commit to making money. It's just not important to you. Either you don't believe it can be done, or you believe you can't do it. You know, in other words, you say it really can't be done. It's all a scam. Only rich people get rich. Or you believe that, well, I'm too dumb. I'm too old. I love this. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too old to get rich. I'm too young to get rich. I'm too smart to leave my job and go waste my time being an entrepreneur. I'm too dumb to be able to start a company. Now, do you understand? I hear all this stuff. I'm too white. I'm too black. I'm too brown. Whatever that means, you figure it out. All of these things nowadays, everything is an excuse to not go out there and become financially free. And the fact that you can do it, but don't focus on doing it, is why you don't have it. Number four, you must constantly have an income that keeps your purse full. And herein lies the beginning of some of the theories that I've built up and expanded upon, one of which is, it's all about the cash flow. What allows you to retire? Cash flow. What allows you to live? Cash flow. Why do you get up and go to work every day? Cash flow. If your boss said, here's what I'm going to do, I'm going to have you work for me for 60 years, and when you're 60, I'm going to give you $1 million. You wouldn't do it. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would you say to women out there, Kelly, if they're thinking about doing this, if they're sitting out there right now going, I'm trapped with a glass ceiling where I work. I know I can't go up any further. There's no room there. What would you say to them about becoming their own boss?
Well, you know, you can decide to stay where you're at and keep trying to crack that glass ceiling. But at the end of the day, in this environment, it is so easy, you know, to be able to get out of that mold. People know me and they come up to me and they're very gracious and they don't look at me and say, oh, you're a woman, I'm not gonna invest with you, I'm gonna go over here. There's no real gender there.
Are you ready to be part of a world where there are no glass ceilings, no gender bias, no limits? Start like award-winning real estate investor Kelly did with the online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're going to hit the mailbag. I'm going to read a couple emails that I got in just the other day. The first one says, hope you're doing well. I wanted to share this with you. My wife and I attended your class and became members of Lifestyles Unlimited about 10 years ago in Dallas, just a bit after you started there. Since then, we have acquired several rental properties in several counties in and around Dallas, Fort Worth, and North Austin. I was recently talking to a gentleman from J.P. Morgan Chase on the merchant services side. We have almost all of our tenants pay by Chase QuickPay. They simply sent the rent by email and Chase notifies us. We log in and accept the money. Recently, Chase changed this system to a called Clear Exchange, which you may know, which I don't, by the way. With this new system, you no longer even have to log in. It just automatically deposits the payment in your account. I was complaining to this gentleman that I preferred the Chase QuickPay method over the new Clear Exchange, as I could select the account into which the payment was received before accepting the payment. But with this new automatic method, payments go into a default account, which I then have to manually move around. A few days ago, I was driving, and I was reminded of what you said in class when I started, and I questioned you on the side. You said, Bernie, most people don't invest in real estate because they complain about tenants, toilets, and taxes. But the ones who actually do invest only end up complaining about how many checks they receive in the mailbox that they have to then take to the bank. You said it. I will be complaining about mailbox money. I can't believe that after all these years, yes, what I was doing with this gentleman from Chase was complaining about mailbox money. Not only that, I was complaining that money that was automatically deposited into my bank account. Real estate investing had been such a blessing to me and my wife. I was an analytical guy, and my wife, Kathy, was the motivated one. She dragged me to your class. That was 10 years ago. You must realize what a great mentor you are. Even though we don't get to go to case studies anymore and meetings anymore, we're very fond of you and your organization. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Bernie. Guys, think about this. Does your financial planner send you money in the mail every month? Do you look at your bank account and there's money in your bank account every month? The answer is no. No, there's no money in your bank account. You've got a piece of paper that says that your stocks or bonds are worth a little bit more, your portfolio is worth a little bit more, but you got no money coming in. If you took the money out of your accounts, there'd be no money in the accounts. But we're taking the money out of our real estate, and there's still money, and there's still equity, and it's still growing. That's the difference between real estate and all other financial plans. They're just not producing any income. And you look at this and say, oh my gosh, but there's so much startup knowledge I'll need to have. Yes, there is. We're going to pound it into you in 2 days. And then you're going to have other opportunities that when you need something, you can go to our plethora of information zones and pick up that or contact one of our consultants and get information. But the bottom line is, once you've got it down, once you know how to be in the rent house business, you can have 100 rent houses and it gets easier, not harder. Once you're in the apartment business, you can have as many apartments as you want. It gets easier, not harder. But the main differences that you need to understand are as follows. One, you're actually getting money in the mail every month. Two, if set up correctly, that money is tax-free. That means you only need to earn 60% of what you're earning in any other type of investment. But three, you're earning thousands of percent more. If you earn 1% in your bank account and you earn 10% in real estate, that's 1,000% better. See, 1% to 2% would be 100% return. That would be 100% increase. To go from 1% to 10% is 1,000% increase. Wouldn't you like to increase your productivity by 1,000%? Don't you feel just a little ignorant that you're not taking that step? I'll tell you the step I found out maybe a year, year and a half ago, is that I've been keeping all my liquid cash money, and I like to have liquid cash money in case the deal comes up I want. I can jump on that deal, and I've got the money to do the deal. So I don't like all of my money tied up and stuff. So I have these accounts with this liquid cash that it makes my life very, very easy because I know I've always got money. I've always got cash. When there's a problem, I've got money. But my bank was only paying me 0.25%. I looked it up and found out you could earn 1.5%. That 1.5% was thousands of percent more than what I was earning. And it simply was changing accounts. It was simply looking it up to find out what it was and changing accounts. That's all it was. That difference means hundreds of thousands of dollars more for me a year by a stupid little move. Now, I got a lot of money, so that's why it would come out to such a high amount. But for you, it might only come out to $10,000 a year more. Or what if it's even $5,000 a year more or $1,000 a year more? Why not do it? But that's just one step. When you move into real estate, you're earning money by cash flow. You're earning money by principal reduction, creating more equity in your property. You're creating money by having appreciation, which creates more equity in your property. You're saving on taxes, right, which is income in your pocket because you're not paying it out as taxes, right? You're earning money in all different ways, and sometimes it's forced appreciation, where we go in and fix something up and make it worth a lot more instantly. That's called forced appreciation. So we have all these methods that we can make money that are making us money, tax-free, that we're using. We're getting the money, and we still have the real estate. We're not selling the real estate to get money. No, we're getting the money by refinancing the money out of it, by 1031ing to the next deal, or by simply getting the cash flow. But you don't have that. I want you to think about this. Ask a simple question. I asked this to my class. If you were to take all of your passive income last year and add it together, what would it be? Then take all of your net worth and add it together and divide it into that passive income. And you know what you'd find out? The average person in America makes less than 1% return on their net worth a year. Less than 1% a year. Now, you have all this stuff. You got money. Let's ask this question. Did your 401k pay you this year? This month? No, you paid it. Did your IRA pay you this year? No, you paid it. Did your paid in full home, Dave Ramsey home, pay you any money this year? No, you paid it. Taxes and insurance. It didn't pay you a dime. You have all of this equity, net worth, and wealth, and none of it's earning you any money. That's your problem. Let's go over the next email. I trust all is well with you and Melissa. Congratulations on your continued expansion of lifestyles and building your legacy. Everything is great with my action plan in accumulating properties through lifestyles. I couldn't be happier. This summer, I'm traveling down every other week for multifamily road trips to Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Phoenix. I had to write when I picked up my monthly subscription to Success Magazine, May edition, and saw Dave Ramsey on the cover. Reading this article about the financial strategies was nauseating. He goes on about how to get out of debt and live on a meager amount of money until you drop from exhaustion while never differentiating between bad consumer debt and good investment debt. How in the world this guy appears in this otherwise fantastic magazine that is normally filled with the world's overachievers, I will never know. Moreover, the number of followers and disciplines that are listed, disciples that are listening and following his advice is a travesty. Be proud of lifestyles and what you teach people. The advice and principles are solid. Simply put, The end result for Dave Ramsey's cult followers is sad. They don't realize what they're missing out on in life. Look, Dave Ramsey is a kindergarten financial plan. He teaches people the stuff that I taught my daughter when she was in kindergarten. How to balance a checkbook, how to stay out of debt, how to pay your bills. He's not teaching anybody how to earn any more money. His travesty of put all your money in growth mutual funds is a failed plan. It is not making anybody rich or wealthy by doing so. I have this picture in my mind that I've always envisioned, if I'd ever get to tell it to Dave, would be, there's a picture of a guy sitting in a ravine and Dave's yelling up to him, down to him, come on up, let me get you back to level. And then I'm standing in a mountain behind Dave Ramsey. I go, Dave, when you're done getting him to level, send him to me. I'll make him rich. That's what they're missing out on. They're missing out on that opportunity to really become wealthy.
Del Walmsley on how to live the lifestyle.
I lost money in the stock market when I was 27 years old. Black Monday, I think it's 87, October 20th, 1987. And that was my birthday, by the way. And I lost a lot of money in the stock market. I said, you know what? I'm never going to give my money to somebody else ever again. And I haven't. Every dollar that I invest in the world is put into something I control. Now, I've done a few passive deals with real estate, with people that I know very closely here at Lifestyles. I trust it. You know, I just picked the most trustworthy people that I trusted. I didn't care how great the deal was. I just picked the people, because the people to me are more important. But that's a minuscule amount of my net worth that's in with these deals. I just did it so I could be a part of the group and have some fun and see what these other people were doing. But the reality is that all of my investments are in stuff I control.
We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Successful Lifestyles Unlimited member retires in 10 months.
The hardest part for me was to drop off my son, go to a job that I absolutely hated for 5 years, but know that that was a sacrifice that I needed to make, and then only be able to get to spend 2 hours with him after school before he had to go back to bed. So that's why once we started and we joined Lifestyles, we said, okay, we have a roadmap. We know what we're gonna do. And then a month later, we find out we're pregnant with baby number two, and we're like, okay, we gotta kick it up a notch. So that's how we were able to purchase 4 different properties and replace my income in 10 months, so that whenever I finished maternity leave, I didn't have to go back to work.
I think a couple weeks before she baby came out is when we closed on our fourplex, and that was enough for her not to have to go back to work.
Are you ready for your roadmap to real estate retirement? Attend the online free workshop, just like Carolina did. Register lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show in the mailbag. And we've had another email here from you from Eric. It says, hello and thank you for your message of hope. Using many of your principles, both my wife and I have been able to retire at a young age, late 20s and early 30s. Can you imagine that? Late 20s and early 30s, they've retired, both husband and wife. That's an incredible accomplishment. And you see all these people that can't figure out how to retire by age 60, 65. It's sad. My current business model is owning and managing large rooming houses in Seattle area. The work isn't very difficult or time consuming, maybe 5 to 10 hours per month. But I'm ready for a change. I'd like the dollars to be totally passive and never have to speak to a tenant or a contractor ever again. Not because there's anything wrong with them or business relationship, but because I've reached that financial independence and a good life. I know that complete financial freedom and a great life are just around the corner if done correctly, and I'm confident that you and your team can point me in the right direction. My current portfolio consists of 2 8-bedroom rooming houses and 1 single-family home. Totally current value is of $1.4 million with $500,000 in equity and $6,500 of positive monthly cash flow. I'd like to sell the rentals and use the $500K as a 20% down on a $2.5 million apartment complex in an area of the country with higher returns. My ultimate goal is to move is more cash flow and less work in the business. So with these numbers, would it make sense to continue doing what I'm doing, or should I sell and move my operations to Texas? Well, first of all, let's just enjoy what he's done. He's producing $78,000 a year of cash flow, free cash flow, which is tax-free if done correctly. I don't know if he's done it correctly, but if he did it correctly, it would be tax-free. That means that's equivalent to about $130,000 worth of personally earned income. So at 20 to 30 years of age, let's just say he's in his 30s now, early 30s, he's making $130,000 a year pre-tax, and after-tax income is $78,000. That's really good. Secondly, he's doing it with a method that is high in involvement, which is the rooming house thing, because you're dealing with individual tenants probably on a weekly, maybe monthly, I don't know, but usually on the rooming house stuff, it's a weekly or biweekly payment, so there's more touches and more, you know, things going on. Now, if you take the $78,000 and divide it by $500,000, he's making a very high rate of return. In fact, let me see if we can figure that out real quick here. If we can get to that real quick. There we go. Let's get to that number real quick. We're going to take $78,000 and divide by $500,000. He's got a 15.6% return. So his return is adequate. But here's where he's lacking. If he were to buy an apartment complex, something he's probably not getting right now with this boarding house thing is there's probably not no appreciation and probably no forced appreciation. If he were to buy an apartment complex, many of our members go in there, they fix them up, raise the rents, control the expenses, and make the value go up by enough that they can pull all their money back out of the deal. So he could put his $500,000 in, and a year, two years later, pull that $500,000 out again. Now, his rate of return might be same thing, 15% return, but he's got his $500,000 back, and he can go double it. And he's got an apartment complex which has an on-site management team. He does nothing. And if he even wants to, he could hire a management company to even take care of hiring and firing the staff and then the payroll and taxes and accounting. Then he does absolutely nothing at all. And he can just travel the world. His income will just keep coming in no matter where he's at, no matter what he's doing. But the difference is, and he said it very eloquently, he says, I have the good life, but I know there's a great life. He's referring to the statement we use all the time at Lifestyles. What gets in the way of a great life? A good one. What gets in the way of a good life? An okay life. If you're sitting out there right now and you've got an okay life, you need to rethink your strategy and say, hey, I'd like to at least have a good life. This guy's got a good life. 30 years of age, retired, making $78,000 a year tax-free, working, what did he say, 5 to 10 hours a month. A month. Not a week, a month. That's a good life. But now this gentleman's smart enough to go, you know what? Now that I can conceive and perceive and believe that there's a good life, I can now also conceive and believe that there is a great life. And I realized the way I got to my good life was by following a series of steps, but those series of steps are only going to continue my good life. I need to change my steps to get to a great life. And he's very smart to see that. And I think he's going to have a lot to do. I don't know if this gentleman's taken my two-day seminar or not, so I don't know if he has the information necessary to move to an apartment complex. And he asked the other question, do I move to Texas? In this day and age, with the way our program is set up, you can move to any city you want to go to. And with our national consultants, they can even aim you to the markets that we're getting the best deals in. So it used to always be Texas. Now we're in Atlanta, we're in Phoenix, we're in Michigan, we're in Louisiana, we're in Florida, we're in California even. We even have an apartment complex that we just closed on in California. So these national consultants are going to be able to lead you where they think that the best possible deals are, so you can start looking in all of these markets. And then you just pick the best stuff you find. So it's no longer just necessary to come to Texas. I mean, I'd like to know how many thousands of people I've got to move to Texas from other states. For one thing, the taxes here are much lower than many other places. So it's a good place to be. Well, thank you for that email, Eric. And for the rest of you out there, remember this. We're not doing this just to make some money. We're not doing this to make a lot of money. We're doing this to have control of and to create an incredible lifestyle. That's what it's all about. How do you want to spend the rest of your life, and what legacy do you want to leave to your family? I would say you want to leave a lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.